problems with the faulty IT software Horizon. More than a million people had signed a petition demanding she was stripped of the honour. The Justice Secretary has also told MPs he's actively considering legislation to quickly clear the names of the 700 people wrongly convicted of fraud. Former sub-postmaster Tim Brentnell was found guilty.
A fraud conviction stays on your criminal record forever, and you have to declare it whenever I apply for jobs. So I never even got to interview stage for any kind of meaningful employment since then. It is very hard to get things like insurance when you have a fraud conviction.
Greenpeace says 2023 has been a record-breaking year for all the wrong reasons, as it's confirmed as the hottest ever recorded. It beats the previous highs of 2016, with last year's summer heatwaves making September the hottest month globally. Experts think temperatures will keep rising. Climate scientist Frederica Otto says the world needs to act now.
Our current way of running the world is systematically violating very basic human rights of a large parts of the world population. That is what these numbers mean. We really need to stop burning fossil fuels.
A coroner has confirmed Sinead O'Connor died of natural causes. The 56-year-old singer was found unresponsive at her home in London in July. Donald Trump has arrived in court where his lawyers are arguing that he should be immune from criminal charges for trying to overturn the 2020 election result. His team's arguing former presidents shouldn't be prosecuted. Eating dog meat is going to become illegal in South Korea from 2027. It's rarely eaten now as the animals are increasingly seen as pets there. And a group of scientists are working to get a robotic lander as close to the moon as possible before it runs out of power. The US-led mission ran into problems hours after launching yesterday and now can't recharge its solar batteries. That's the latest. I'm Simon English.
Thanks, Simon.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, the strengthening north-easterly wind will develop tonight. It'll be largely clear skies and dry conditions. Though patchy areas of cloud may edge in by dawn. Now, tomorrow will be another largely day for, largely dry day, I should say, for most of us, with variable amount of cloud and some spells of wintry sunshine at times. Clouding over from the north this evening, you will notice a very breezy north-easterly wind, with highs of 5 tomorrow and overnight lows of 2.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to Tuesday here on Drive. We'll be joined by Essex Business Partnership Sally Sykes very, very soon. We also have our Emily back. Hello, Emily.
Hi.
Yeah, in the studio. And, of course, 3 hours of just the best music. So, George, take it away, please.
Me and Sam in the car, talking about America, heading to the wishing well, we've reached our last resort. I turned to him, said, man, help me out, I fear I'm on an island in an ocean full of change. Can't bring myself to dive into an ocean full of change. Am I losing touch? Am I losing touch now? He said, why, what a terrible time to be alive if you're prone to overthinking it. Why, what a terrible time to be alive if you're prone to second guessing it. Hey, pretty smiling. It in turns to dream about the lottery, what we might have done if we had entered and had won. We're each convinced that nothing would have changed, but if this were the case, why is it a conversation anyway? Are we losing touch? Are we losing touch now? He said,
Jezra with Pretty Shiny People. Cheers to Scott Ross as well for another brilliant 1-3. And of course, he will be back next Monday. Now, talking about who's back, we've got Emily back. Hello, Emily.
I'm back.
Yes, I know. It feels like years since you've been back in the studio, right?
It feels like I haven't left.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, yeah.
Aww. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, a little bit about yourself, if someone's just joined us for the first time.
So, I'm a sixth form student, and I study film, arts, and sociology. And so, yeah, I'm more of a creative side of things.
Yes, you're a creator.
Yeah. Yeah. Not maths, not science.
No. But fair enough. And I think that's what's brilliant nowadays as well,
yeah.
Really. So there's loads more options for other people that, you know, don't enjoy the basics, as I call them, the English, yeah, and maths. Like, I wish there was something like that around for me back in the day. But then, woe is me, there's another story there. Anyway, so Emily, so you're here really sort of like just to learn everything about radio, aren't you,
yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
how it works.
You're going to do a few more segments in the near future as well, aren't you?
Yeah. Like a few different ranging things.
Yeah. That affects you, yeah, if you're raging around the schools and stuff, right?
Yeah. And also, like, recently, like, positivity and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Different mindsets. That's my goal for 2024.
Yeah, nice.
Get a more
one.
Positive mindset.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to hearing that in the near future as well. But you'll be in and out all day doing stuff. You do the weather as well for us, won't you, and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I do.
Yes, okay. So we'll be hearing from you later. So what we got next?
We've got Kids in America from Kim Wilde.
Brilliant stuff. We're the kids in America. From Kim Wilde. Now, we've got 80s stuff coming up, 70s, 90s, noughties. Is it the 10s? I don't know what to say anymore. Right up to the nowies, as I call it. But we have another one from Paul Young coming up in a second. But, you know, I love to hear from you. You can contact us. Old school email, if you wish. radio@phoenixfm.com. Or, of course, my socials, Facebook and Instagram at Joe Bailey Music and X. I'll make sure that I'm going to say that throughout 2024 and not Twitter. Even though I miss saying that, at Joe Bailey Music 1. So, as promised, is Love of the Common People with Paul Young.
Living on free food tickets, watering the milk from a hole in the roof where the rain came through. What can you do? Tears from your little sister, crying because she doesn't have a dress without a patch for the party to go. But you know she'll get by, 'cause she's living in the love of a common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. And she can. Thus there, people fall through the hole in your pocket and you lose it in the snow on the ground. You gotta walk in the town to find a job, trying to keep your hands warm. When the hole in your shoe, let the snow come through until you're to the bone. Somehow you better go home where it's warm, where you can live in the love of the common people. Smile from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love you just as much as she can. And she can. Closer the knit, the tighter the fit, and the chill stay away. Just take them in stride for family pride. You know that faith is your foundation, with a whole lot of love and a warm conversation. But don't forget to pray, just making it strong where you belong. And we're living in the love of a common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. She can. Yes, we're living in the love of a common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can. Living in the love of a common people. Smiles from the heart of a family man. Daddy's gonna buy you a dream to cling to. Mama's gonna love it just as much as she can.
Trying to do the breath thing before. It's really, I can't do it anymore. I can't do it. Speaking about that, we've got a brilliant 4 at 4:30 actually. Well, it was so popular yesterday, it was all with animals in the title. So we're going to have 4 songs at 4:30. Kind of does what it says in the tin, really. Well, with an animal in the title. So if you have any songs that you love with animals in the title, then you know what to do. radio@phoenixfm.com. Now, coming up after the ads, I know it's not sunshine yet, but the sun's actually shining through the studio at the moment, so it's not too bad out there. But we've got Katrina and the Waves.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m. contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
I was enjoying that so much I completely forgot, almost missed the end one there. Now we're going to have one from our A-list, and if you want to have a look at our A-list and some of our old playlists, you can go to phoenixfm.com, have a look at the music and you'll find them all there. Now I have chosen one. You might think it's 80s when I say this, but it's not. It's Bananarama's brand new single Feel the Love, and then I'll be checking out the travel for you. And don't forget, around 5:30, Essex Business Partnerships and guests are in the studio.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's have a look, see what's going on for you on the A12 London bound. There's reports of an accident between Junction 27 and Junction 26 in the roadworks area. Delays building there, so yes, very, very slow. Here in Brentwood, slow traffic on Ongar Road, Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road towards the High Street, Wilson's Corner. I know, because I got caught in that a little bit earlier. In Thundersley, there's slow traffic between Rainy Road, between Dorseyth Road and Rainy Weir Interchange. Now in Chelmsford, Chelmer Road, slow traffic between Chelmer Village Way and the Army and Navy roundabout. In Colchester, slow traffic on Magdalene Street, that's westbound between Brook Street and Mersey Road. Also, slow traffic on Northern Approach, southbound between Via Urbis Romani and Burgold Road. And South End, Leon C, I should say, slow moving traffic on London Road, eastbound A13 between Eastwood Road and Southburn Grove. Now, heading over to the rail for you, just to check if anything's coming last minute. No, it's all looking good on the rail, but on the tube, if you are going in or out to London, I should say, or coming home, there's severe delays on the Bakerloo line earlier. Track fault at the embankment causing that problem. Minor delays on the central line due to a shortage of trains. Underground station is still closed on the northern line at Kentish Town, and trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly line. This is eastbound at South Ealing. And finally, yep, the Elizabeth line. There's minor delays between Hayes and Harlington and Reading, all due to a track fault at Slough. And there's good service throughout the rest of the network, but of course I'll keep you updated in an hour. Now, we've got Elvis Costello and the Attractions, Good Year for the Roses. Haven't heard that for a while. And then we'll be coming back with our guest from Essex Business Partnerships.
I can hardly bear the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray. Lying cold the way you left them, but at least your lips caressed them while you packed. Or the lip print on a half-filled cup of coffee that you fought and didn't drink. But at least you thought you wanted it. That's so much more than I can say for me. What a good year for the roses. Man, it won't still linger there. The lawn could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. After 3-4 years of marriage, it's the first time that you haven't made the bed. I guess the reason we're not talking, there's so little left to say, you haven't said. While a million thoughts go racing through my mind, I find I haven't said a word. From the bedroom, the familiar sound, our one baby's crying goes unheard. But what a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. Long could stand another moment. Funny, I don't even care. The only
that's Elvis Costello. Good year for the Roses. Now, we've got Sally from Essex Business Partnerships back in 2024. Sally, hello.
Hello there, Joe. How are you?
All good, thank you. Nice to see you.
And a happy new year as well.
I know. It feels like years ago. But yeah, you've been jetting around as well, haven't you? Wasn't sure if I was going to be seeing you or Karen today.
No, I only just got back in from the States yesterday, so yeah.
Yeah.
Still a bit jet lagged, but hey ho.
Yeah, and if you're listening in for the first time, Sally and Karen are of Essex Business Partnerships. And do you want to just say a little couple of sentences about what you do, Sally? I know it's difficult because you do an awful lot.
Yeah, we do. We're predominantly a networking organisation based throughout Essex, but we are expanding out in doing different things. So health and wellbeing conference, business show. We're launching a construction networking event in 2 weeks' time. So there's lots going on.
Yes, so yeah, I know, right? Yeah, you had it was all quiet for a little while because we knew that there was an awful lot coming up for this year that you had planned.
Yeah, we've got three new venues launching. Like I say, the construction at Brentwood Rugby Club in 2 weeks' time. We've got another morning breakfast in Chelmsford at the Chelmsford Club, and then beginning of February we've got a women's only networking group that we're launching to start that off.
There's so loads. Yeah. There's absolute loads. But you're here today and you've brought some guests with you because for the health and wellbeing conference that you've got in February.
Yeah, right? It's exciting times for that one.
It is, isn't it? And I've seen some of the people that you've got speaking as well from Mandy's Man Club, etc. But first of all, we've got Zoom as well. So poor Liz, hang on in there, Liz. I'll get to you in a minute. We've got Liz on Zoom and we've got Wendy. It's windy outside. We've got Wendy Smith. Bulletproof coaching. Wendy, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. It's always good to have a laugh.
Yeah. It's one of those things. It's one of those days. I think, yeah, certainly blew the cobwebs away there as I'm walking through. I'm sorry about that, Wendy. Yeah, so Wendy, if you can give a couple of sentences to what you do, if that's okay.
Okay, so I come from a Paralympic wheelchair basketball background. So I do coaching and tutoring for the association. But my main businesses are PTSD and trauma therapy and awareness training, basically, which covers multiple different genres in different environments.
Yeah, wow. And you're going to be one of the keynote speakers, obviously.
I am,
and you've got a variety there, including, let me bring Liz in there. Hang on, here we go. Modern technology. Liz, hello.
Hello, Joe. Hey, you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you. Roger, Roger, and out, and all that. Yeah, no, I can hear you. How you doing? So Liz, you are from Heads to Mind. Can you do the same as Wendy did? I got the name right this time. And just tell us a little bit about what you do, Liz.
Yeah, certainly, Joe. Hi, Sally. Hi, Wendy. Okay, so I run my own charity, Mental Health and Wellbeing. We're a little bit outside the box, so we're more positive psychology, and I deliver training, and also I don't like to say that I'm a therapist, but I help people, support people, especially children.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a little look at the website as well, that you both do an awful lot, Liz and Wendy, both of you. So it's, we could literally have four shows just on what you guys do. But obviously, Sally's brought you here today to speak about the event that's happening actually on Wednesday the 14th of February between 9 and 5 o'clock at the Doug in Seoul Pavilion, is that right? At the Cloud County Ground in Chelmsford, because it's in collaboration with Essex Cricket, right?
It certainly is. They can see the benefit in the health and wellbeing, and they want to put it in more into their schedule as well. So they've come across and collaborated with us. And we've got multiple sponsors as well that can see the benefit. We've got Kingswood Group, we've got Nuffield Health, and we've got ERB Insurance. So they can all see the benefit of businesses going forward to put a health and wellbeing strategy in place.
Great stuff. So, Wendy, what will you be really kind of bring? You'll be bringing more insights into things as well, won't you, for the benefits of businesses that actually take this seriously, because, you know, there's so much research has been done around the benefits of incorporating and supporting employees' state of well-being and just health in general, really. So, you know, and your testament to that as well, right?
Indeed, yeah. So a lot of my personal experience will come into the talk that I'm going to do. Mine's more about, though, breaking down the bias that we all have around mental health. You know, I like to call it mind health. Your mind's just as important as your body. And there's so much stigma connected to it. You know, when you think about the word mental health, people think if I've got a problem, I need to keep it buried because people will think I have a weakness in some way, which you don't. It's just like a muscle. You know, if you wanted to get fit to play basketball, for example, you'd have to train your muscles. And it's no different for the mind. You have to train it. And being able to express openly creates a better environment, I feel, in the workplace. Because people are more productive when they feel valued and they feel listened to and supported.
Totally. Yeah, production is definitely higher as well. Lowly focus is greater as well. You see that in these companies, the big companies especially, that do that. But a little smaller family companies, that can really help as well, because it's easy to think, oh, we're all family, we all get on. But a lot of the smaller businesses don't actually really talk to each other about stuff. So that's why it's really important for all local businesses as well. So, Liz, I'm going to head over to you as well. I haven't forgotten about you again because you're on the Zoom. You're all right, Liz.
Yeah, that's fine, Joe. I actually second everything that Wendy said. There's a lot of stigma in the word mental. I use mind health as well. But it's all about, we work with a lot of corporates in London, and I think it's important to show vulnerability and be authentic, genuine. I'll be bringing some of my lived experience and my experience in the corporate world and what I face and how I overcame it, but also how important self-care, self-compassion is in looking after yourself. I'm very much one of these people that, Sally knows, I tend to give a lot. I'm an empath, and the thing is, it's a detriment to my own health. So I really do need to start flying the flag and sort of speaking as I see myself, if that makes sense.
No, totally, because you're extremely open as well about your bipolar disorder as well, and you speak about mental health first aid a lot online and everywhere, really, don't you, Liz?
Yes, I do, Joe. And I think my main diagnosis is psychosis. And I think there's a lot of lack of education with regards to this. And when I deliver the training, it's quite interesting what people say about people with psychosis. And the media, unfortunately, they don't help. And it's about demystifying those kind of judgment, the stigma, and trying to educate people, as I'm sure Wendy does and Sally, into that what you've just said about mental health. It is about the mind, and it's how you manage it, and rather than let it control you, it's about managing it and finding the right coping helpful strategies that help you going forward as well.
Yeah, and I think it's essential, people that have been through it as well, you can then actually relate more as well. Someone that's just reading out of a book or saying we've done these studies is different things. It's the personal things that actually, I think, really do affect people. I mean, you concur, Wendy, do you?
100%. And also, if you think about what we're taught in school around emotional intelligence, we're not. So you learn your levels of emotional control and sort of what I call the emotional intelligence through your caregivers growing up, you know, your parents, your friends, your family. And for myself, growing up in the environment I grew up, it was pick yourself up and get on. So some people as well, they'll view your issue as a minor thing. So someone, if they're anxious about maybe they've got to do a presentation in work, you know, to someone like me who stands up and speaks as a job, for me it's like, well, how's that a problem? But in that other person's neurology, it's a massive issue. So it's gaining that understanding that we're not all the same. We've all got very unique maps of reality, and it's learning how to access someone else's, respect someone else's, and then support them through whatever they need so they can come out of it and find that balance again.
Absolutely. So look, I mean, again, we can talk about this all the time. So I should have put a time on this, because otherwise I will be talking to Wendy and Liz about all this for at least an hour. But we are here to talk about the event. So, Liz, if I can go back to you, how did you get involved with Essex Business Partnerships? I'm going to ask the same to you in a minute, Wendy, as well.
Okay, so I met Sally, oh my goodness, Sally might be able to pinpoint, maybe a couple of years ago, maybe prior to that, and I met her in a lovely place in Chelmsford, and I warmed to Sally straight away. She's very approachable, and she explained what they do, and then it's just grown from there, really, and I love networking. I love meeting people, because all different walks of life, and you never know. It's like the book out of the Celestine Prophecy. You never know who you might meet. Leads you on to different things. So hence why I'm speaking at this event, which is going to be fantastic, Joe. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, really, I'm looking forward to it. The same to you, Wendy.
Is that pretty much the same?
Yeah.
So I met Sally at an event through networking, and then we just hit it off, and we've been in contact ever since. And just do random things.
So really? What benefits would you say, Wendy, what benefits would you say, really, you joining Essex Business Partnerships, what would be the benefits be? For any business that's listening in as well.
Yeah, it's just the meeting of other people.
Physical meeting
of other people.
Mm.
It's some people, it's just a social event, but you've got... With Essex Business Partnerships, there's so many people from so many different niches that you always learn something through a conversation.
Mm.
There'll always be a nugget you can take off of someone, and there's always advice there.
Mm.
So it's like a good support group as well. If you've got an issue, you can just ask anybody in the environment, and someone will come up with a solution for you.
Yeah, and it's not and all it, online, like Liz.
Yeah, and you don't feel like you're on your own then, being a sole trader.
Sure.
You know, I could spend a lot of time on my own, but then when you go to networking events, it's nice to be surrounded. And it's motivating. You meet other people that are motivated to get on, succeed and help others. And I just like being in those type of environments.
No, I don't think there's that many, to be fair, anymore in that sort of environment. But, yeah. So, Sally, you've been very, very quiet. So, as I say, you've got a lot of events coming up. But this is on the February, as I say, the 14th. So, and we've got loads of other speakers, as Chris Booth talking about state of men's health. Sarah Dean, chair yoga, which is brilliant. We have a local yoga teacher that comes in every Thursday here. And it's been really sort of valuable to a lot of listeners. Stuart Fawcett, Andy Mann. Club, who we know very well, and of course Craig Knott as well, of Bennett Funerals Directors, talking about grief in the workplace. There's so many others you've got there, right?
There's so many, and we could add so many more people to it. You could have a 2-day event. We had to stop people coming along as speakers as such, because we've got a list of speakers who would love to speak. So you never know what down the line after this one, whether we can do another one. But there's so many different subjects that you can talk about within business now. Gone were the days when they just talk about your cholesterol at work. Now it's about you've got to support the people, you know, the grief, because, you know, people have died through COVID. It doesn't mean to say they're over it. It still continue. It might be an anniversary that will bring up memories.
Mm.
So there's so much one can do. And what a lot of these people are, they're not necessarily... going to speak on the day as such, because it's going to be short snippets, because we can't fit everybody in for an hour-long presentations. But it's what you can take further. They will be able to give presentations, come into businesses, give presentations to maybe it's one person in the HR department, or maybe it's a group. They could set up a group up. But, you know, there's lots of ways that these people can help businesses and put that, you know, the health and wellbeing strategy in place and make sure that all their employees are covered.
Mm.
You know, it's not a case of hiding it now, bring it out to the fore, release the stress of being able to talk, not thinking, well, I can't say this because I might get sacked or I won't get the promotion. It's got to be put out into the fore now, because mental health, and it affects everybody. It affects the CEOs, it affects the employees. It's not just the employees, it's right the way, you know, is your business doing well? Is it going to fail? It just affects everybody. Then it rolls on to family and et cetera. So, yeah.
Butterfly effect, definitely.
Totally.
Yeah, totally.
So this is going to be a day where we can try and help people, you know, open for like avenues where they can contact people for further information or further presentations. So that is the aim of it, and it's our first one.
It's going to be an inspiring one, as well as network opportunities as well.
Loads of it. We've got stands as well that will be there. We've got NHS provider can do some health checks, like say Chris, he does checks as well. So there's lots of opportunities. There are some other people that are coming along that are doing mini snippets of treatment. So it's going to be a full day on, and then a lovely lunch and refreshments throughout the day as well, overlooking the cricket ground up in Chelmsford. So.
Great stuff. Can't go wrong, can you, really, there? No. It'll be a sunny day as well, I'm sure. Even as February, I'm sure.
Yeah. There'll be love in the air, at least, seeing it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah. But listen, Liz, coming back to you, you're still there?
I'm still here, Joe. I'm still here.
You left that pause on purpose, didn't you?
I did, didn't I? Just to create a bit of excitement, Joe.
It felt like one of those X Factor things when someone was going to be called out and you never know it was going to be. It was that kind of moment then for a second. but Liz, listen, where can people find you if they want to get hold of the Bulletproof Coaching? But what is the website for you?
Okay, it is www.heads2minds.co.uk.
That's it, yes. That's the, I'm so sorry, Liz. It's been one of those days today. Wendy Smith of Bulletproof Coaching. Let me get that right. Can we have your website as well, please?
Yeah, it's www.wendysmith.me.uk.
Great stuff. Listen, thank you both ever so much. The two keynote speakers today, you know where to find them. And if you didn't have time to write it all down quick enough, don't worry. It'll all be up on the phoenixfm.com website in the next couple of days, so you can catch up. And all the links for Wendy Smith of Bulletproof Coaching and for Liz Rotherham of Heads to Mind will be there. And of course, Sally, thank you ever so much again. Any final words you'd like to say, Sal?
Well, for any businesses that are interested in coming along or sending a representative along, whether they want to send one or two, that's down to them. But booking is via our website. It's a special page for the health and wellbeing. So we look forward to seeing as many Essex businesses at the event.
Great stuff. Liz, thank you so much again.
You're more than welcome, Jo. Lovely to hear you from you, Sally, and looking forward to meeting you, Wendy. I don't know whether we've met yet. I'm not sure, but you sound very interesting, and I'm looking forward to meeting you.
Same to you, Wendy. Listen, and you've asked for a request as well, didn't you? I've got it lined up for you. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, yeah, Billy Idol, White Wedding. Because we were listening to
the 80s. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I can't wait to meet you as well, Liz, by the way, so...
Yeah, listen, Liz, Wendy and Sally, thank you so much. And you can find all the information as well if you want to go straight away at essexbusinesspartnerships.org.uk. thank you so much, everyone, for joining today.
Start again. I'm always a nice day for a white wedding.
do love that song. I used to love Billy Idol back in the day. Remember Blonde Hair? Yeah. Oh, I used to love all that. Right, do you know what? Yesterday I got it wrong. What I was doing, I didn't give you the Guess the Intro till the last hour. Naughty me. So we're going to listen to Guess the Intro. Listen then to the ads. And then Katy Perry is roaring.
Guess the Intro.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Hospices do more than just help people at the end of their lives. They provide social groups, family support, care at home and care in the hospice for patients, their families and carers. St Francis Hospice is your local hospice, supporting the people of Havering, Brentwood, Redbridge and Barking and Dagenham for the past 35 years. We're here whenever you need us, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. To find out more, visit us at sfh.org.uk.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
My breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess, so I said quietly, agreed politely, I guess that I forgot I had a choice, I let you push me past the breaking point, I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything, you held me down, but I got up, already brushing off the dust, you hear my voice, you hear that sound, like thunder gonna shake the ground, you held me down, but I got up, get ready cause I've had enough, I see it all, I see it now, I got the eye of the tiger, the fire, dancing through the fire, cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion, cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar. You're gonna hear me roar.
Now I'm floating like a butterfly, stinging like a bee, I earned my stripes. I went from zero to my own hero. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down, but I got up. Get ready, cause I've had enough. I see it all, I see it now.
Just
Raw. Now, I did have a request yesterday, a naughty me. Yes, it's now though, we've got it whole. Celebrity Skin, that's for George. George, thank you so much for listening in at home. This is for you.
Oh, make me over. I'm all I wanna be. A walking study. Oh, look at my face. My name is Mighty Beyond. My name is Never One.
That was Hull, Celebrity Skin for George. And don't forget, at 4:30, we got our four at 4:30, all songs with animals in the title. It was so successful yesterday that we brought it out for today. But taking us up to the top of the hour, let's have another listen to Guess the Intro. And I will see you back here after four.
Guess the Intro.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.